Carnation Evaporated Milk presents Jane Wyman on Stars Over Hollywood.
He thinks he can change my whole life, does he? He thinks he can change the life of a whole town. Well, he can't, because this is one war between the states that isn't over.
Welcome to Hollywood, home and workshop of the world's most glamorous people. Each week, Stars Over Hollywood presents in person the world's best-known stars, actors you've seen in motion pictures and heard on radio, such famous names as David Niven, Rhonda Fleming, Lee Bowman. Today, Carnation, the world's favorite brand of evaporated milk, brings you transcribed a star who is currently co-starring in the Warner Brothers Technicolor production, The Story of Will Rogers, Jane Wyman, the story, Yesterday's Town. Ladies, when you buy milk, remember that no other kind of milk has as many uses as Carnation.
Carnation for cooking.
Carnation for coffee.
Carnation for baby feeding.
Women who have brought their children through the baby stage with Carnation evaporated milk are often delighted to find that it's also an ideal milk for coffee and cooking. These women have found that Carnation adds richness and flavor in hundreds of uses at small cost. Actually, Carnation is simply good whole cow's milk with nothing but water removed. More than double rich, Carnation has the consistency of cream. And like cream, it's heavy enough to whip. As a result, Carnation is ideal for most cream purposes. And whether you use Carnation just as it pours from the can or diluted with water, you'll find that Carnation performs cooking miracles not possible with any other form of milk. Make Carnation your brand of evaporated milk. For remember, there's no other milk quite like Carnation, the milk from contented cows. And now, Act One of Yesterday's Town, starring Jane Wyman in the role of Lucinda Beaumont. Curtain going up.
It was always good to come back to Summit's Grove after the school term and to find everything the same. To have the same familiar friends greet me on the street, to see the grass around the courthouse still in need of cutting, to walk through the park by Cowper's Creek and see the moss-grown statue of Colonel Yates still waving his cement sword, a symbol perhaps of the pride and defiance of my beautiful, beautiful town. Oh, wonderful to find everything this summer the same as last. The same as all the summers that went before. And best of all, to know that whatever new summers might bring to this shaky world, life in Summit's Grove, at least, would never change.
Morning, Uncle Eben.
Well, Cindy, I just about decided you'd run out on me this morning.
Well, I overslept.
Overslept, huh? Well, for the rest of the day, you're going to be an overworked reporter. Hand me that sheet of flimsy there.
Here you are.
Should have had a proof run off an hour ago. Late as it is now, might not even get the paper out today.
Oh, I almost forgot. Cy Purvis gave me a news item. He said some northern fella named Dr. Stanley Evans checked in at the commercial house last night.
Yes, he's a history professor from Massachusetts.
Oh?
He's writing a history of the war between the states, and he's down here for what he calls local color, about Colonel Yates and the Battle of Summit's Grove. Then, too, he's got some old letters he wants to check up on.
What letters?
I don't know. Oh, by the way, Cindy, he asked me if I could recommend somebody to help him for a week or two. A kind of assistant. And I told him you might.
Oh, what'd you go do that for? I don't mind working on the paper, but I don't want to spend all the rest of the time talking to some old graybeard from Massachusetts.
Well, now, say, I wouldn't be surprised if that ain't Dr. Evans coming across the square there now.
You mean Jiminy Cricket? He's young.
Maybe it might be better if you didn't work for him. Guess maybe Jeff Hampton wouldn't think much of the idea.
Oh, what's Jeff got to do with it?
Well, I've noticed you two are getting pretty thick. kind of figured you might be fixing to get married.
Oh, no. I'm just going to make all the boys fall in love with me. But I'm not going to fall in love with any of them. At least not this summer. Look, Uncle Eban, I got to run over to the house for a second. I forgot something.
Uh-huh. Forgot to change your dress. Pretty up a little, I reckon.
But I'll be right back, Uncle Eban. About 30 minutes. You keep him waiting, huh?
Now, look here, Cindy. I want you to read these galley proofs. Confound it. Now we'll print on Friday again.
History without even coming down to this part of the country by using published data, other people's accounts, and so on. But if there's one thing I believe, Miss Beaumont, it's this. Any published work dealing with history should contain only the truth, all the truth, and nothing else. A historian is very much like a scientist, and he should have the same purpose, to put the truth above every other consideration in the world. That's why I need a helper. I want to go through old files and papers.
We did all this in the next 2 days, and more I began to wonder if I hadn't been kidding Uncle Eben, if it might not be this summer after all. Anyway, the arrangement was working out fine for everybody, except Jeff Hampton.
I tell you, Cindy, I'm just about fed up with it. It's not enough you've been spending every minute with him. Now I find you here hanging around outside his hotel.
I'm not hanging around, Jefferson. Stan went up to leave some notes in his room. He'll be coming right back.
Well, then if you're not working tonight, how about going to the dance with me?
Well, I'm sorry, Jeff. I already have a date. Stan's never been to an open-air dance before.
Stan. Seems to me you're getting acquainted with this fellow awful fast, Cindy. Especially when he happens to be a stranger in town. You know what's good for you, you'd better stay away from him.
And if you know what's good for you, you better start minding your own business.
Well, maybe I'll make it my business if this keeps going on.
Oh, Stan, this is Jeff Hampton. Dr. Evans.
Mr. Hampton?
Hi. Well, I guess I'd better be getting along. You remember what I told you, Cindy?
Good night, Jeff. Maybe we'll see you at the dance.
Well, I don't see how you can help it. It's such a small floor. Good night.
He seems a little upset about something.
Oh, he just thinks he owns me, that's all.
Well, if I'm intruding now, I'll...
Whenever you are, I'll be the one that tells you, and nobody else. Come on, let's go.
All right. Well, appears to be almost a full moon tonight.
Mm-mm. Tomorrow night. I looked it up in Uncle Eban's almanac. I'll bet you've never seen a moon up in Massachusetts as big and yellow as that one.
Well, technically, I suppose it's the same moon, but... It does seem different, though. What's that fragrance that's always in the air?
Honeysuckle, mostly. Nearly every house in town's got some growing in the yard. Of course, some of it's that wild Cape jasmine blooming across there in the swamp. You like it?
I'm not sure yet. At any rate, it's certainly disturbing.
Well, I suppose it is. Oh, the pavilion's down at the end of the park. We can cut through here past Colonel Yates' statue.
Oh, yes. There he is. Sitting pompous and proud on his concrete horse. Old Colonel Fake himself.
Colonel Fake? Why, what are you talking about?
About the way this whole town has put its belief and based its pride in an incident that never even happened.
Well, I beg your pardon. Everybody knows that Colonel Yates led the Summits Grove volunteers against Morley and his forces of 3,000 troops. And everybody knows that our boys stopped Morley and made him turn back east and join Sheridan's army instead of marching on through the state. Colonel Yates was killed leading the charge, and his body was either hidden by Morley's men or carried off downstream. That's history.
But a long way from true history. I brought some letters with me that indicate old Colonel Phony here. Not only wasn't killed in the battle, he wasn't even present at it.
Dr. Evans, you've either been misinformed or else you're a downright liar.
Lucinda.
Don't you Lucinda me. And I'll thank you to take your hands off that statue of Colonel Yates.
I had no idea you people took these traditions so seriously.
Well, I'll show you how seriously if you try to print any of that pack of lies.
But they're true. As soon as I get a chance to check the handwriting on these letters, I can prove it. You're fighting a lost cause, Lucinda. You can't win against the truth.
What a crazy little fool I've been. All the time you've been tearing down everything I believe in. Making a laughing stock of all the people I love. Why, I was even beginning to fall in love with...
Lucinda.
Don't call me Lucinda. A lost cause, is it? Well, we know how to fight down here. And I will fight to the last ditch. I'll do anything that's necessary to beat you. Because I hate you. Do you understand? I hate you.
And so the curtain falls on the first act of today's radio drama, Yesterday's Town, starring Jane Wyman, and brought to you by Carnation Evaporated Milk. Before we return to the second act, here is Carnation's home service director, the well-known home economist, Mary Blake. Mary, are you looking forward to your holiday weekend?
I am, Art Ballinger. Even though having the family home means more meals to get.
Well, that should be no problem. Your magazine columns supply many shortcuts to good meals.
And that's just what I want to recommend to our listeners, Art. One of my shortcuts to delicious desserts that should come in very handy over Labor Day, in fact, any day. Packaged pudding.
Packaged pudding? Well, that's a time and work saver every woman knows about, Mary.
Ah, but do they know about making it with Carnation evaporated milk? That's the question.
Well, Mary, suppose you give us the answer.
Well, it's simply this, Art. Follow the instructions on the pudding package, but where it calls for milk, use Carnation mixed with an equal amount of water. This will not only give you a smooth, creamy textured pudding. Carnation is heat refined, you know, for smoother blending. You'll also have a richer pudding.
And I know why, too, Mary. It's because Carnation is so rich that even when mixed equally with water, as you suggest for packaged puddings, you still have milk that's richer than your state standard for bottled milk.
And that's something. Ladies, be sure to use Carnation in your packaged puddings. Try it this Labor Day weekend for a light, easy, warm-weather dessert. Right now, Art, I'll have to say goodbye. See you next week.
Right, Mary. And folks, follow Mary Blake's columns, appearing regularly in many of your favorite magazines. Find out at first hand how Carnation performs cooking miracles not possible with any other form of milk. We return now to the second act of Yesterday's Town, starring Jane Wyman in the role of Lucinda Beaumont.
Summers Grove had always been the most wonderful town in the world. And suddenly, Stanley Evans had become the most wonderful man in the world. Then I discovered he was on the point of destroying the traditions we held dear. And I didn't love him anymore. I hated him. Uncle Eben, are you going to take up for Dr. Evans after what he said last night?
Well, I always have figured some of the things people say about that battle just don't stack up. For one thing, take the fact that Colonel Yates' body never was found.
I don't care. He's got no right to go printing things like that in a book. Even if it is true, it all happened years ago in a war that's over and done with and forgotten. Couldn't possibly help anybody to know about it now.
Yes, I reckon that's where I agree with you instead of him, Cindy. It can't help anybody, but it sure stands to hurt a lot of people if it gets out.
Oh, like old Grandma Yates. Why, Colonel Yates was her brother. She's over 80 now, and she still gets down there to the park every year at the memorial celebration and makes that same little speech. She always looks so happy, and everybody's so proud of her. Oh, Uncle Eben, I couldn't bear to think of them laughing at her.
Well, now, if you're planning to carry on a battle, you've already made a big error in your tactics.
What do you mean, Uncle Eben?
Well, you had an observation post established right in the enemy camp. Then you up and lost your head last night and walked out on it.
Well, even if I did have, I don't see what good it could do.
Fine chance to evaluate the enemy's strength, look over his weapons. Take those letters, for instance. Might have found out who wrote them, who they was to, what was in them that could prove anything.
Yes. Well, maybe I could even get them away from him.
Well, I wouldn't suggest anything illegal. And besides, it's too late now.
You think so, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Do you mean to tell me you've lived around Southern women all your life and still don't fully appreciate our natural resources? Why, Uncle Eben.
At any rate, I do want you to know one thing, Lucinda. I consider this, well, pretty decent of you.
Thank you, Dr. Evans.
I don't know what I'd have done if you hadn't decided to come back and help me.
But don't misunderstand me, Dr. Evans. I'm sorry I did what I did, but I haven't changed my opinion one bit. I decided to go on helping you just so I could show you how wrong you are.
Oh, I see. Well, at any rate, that's fair warning.
Well, now, as long as that's settled, suppose we get to work.
Well, as a matter of fact, there's only one really important thing left to do, and that's to follow up those letters.
Oh, yes. I'd forgotten all about you mentioning some letters you had. Just what are they, anyway?
My whole reason for believing that your Colonel Yates was a phony. They were written to an old fellow who called himself Eastley up in Boston. He'd get drunk once in a while and talk about a statue erected in his honor somewhere down south.
What?
He died a few years ago, and the letters finally came to me. They're all postmarked from here, in Summits Grove.
I'm afraid I still don't see what you're driving at.
These letters all start out, Dearest Edwin. Now, that was Colonel Yates' first name. And they're all signed by a woman named Delilah.
Why, that's Grandma Yates' name.
Mm-hmm. So I found out.
Oh, it's not true. I don't believe it. They're forgeries.
Well, we can soon find out if you'll introduce me to Grandma Yates.
All right, Dr. Evans. Suppose we say about 8 o'clock this evening. Grandma Yates, Dr. Evans has some business he'd like to take up with you, if I might call it that.
Business? Well, now, I'm not sure I know much.
I hope you won't regard this in a personal light, Grandma Yates, but I'm trying to get some information concerning your brother, Colonel Edward Yates.
My brother, sir, was killed in action while leading a charge in the Battle of Culper's Creek during the war between the states. I was 17 years old at the time.
So I've heard. However, I have reason to believe he was still alive as late as 10 years ago.
I beg your pardon, sir?
He was living in Boston under the name of Eastley. He received a number of letters there addressed to Edward and signed Delilah. Your name, isn't it?
I have never known anyone by the name of Eastley. I did not write any such letters as you speak of, Dr. Evans. My brother died here in battle many years ago. You have been entirely misinformed, sir.
I don't think so. These letters talk about a secret that must be kept at all costs. Warn Eastley that he must never come back to Summits Grove. I believe you wrote those letters.
There was a day, sir, when a lady's word was considered sufficient in itself. I will not be insulted any further. I'm sorry, Lucinda. But I must ask you to show your northern friend to the door. Immediately.
I'm sorry I've hurt your feelings, but
Dr. Evans, this way.
Very well, then. Good evening, Miss Yates.
If I'd known you were going to act like this, I'd never brought you here.
Nonetheless, she was lying and she knew it. I was right.
There's nothing right about hurting an old woman. I'll talk to you later. I'm going back in and try and calm her down. Wait for me in the park. I'll meet you at Colonel Yates' statue.
All right, Lucinda. I'll be waiting for you.
Grandma Yates, I'm sorry.
It's all right, Lucinda.
I wouldn't have brought him here if I'd known he was going to bring up a lot of lies and accuse you of all sorts
of... No. He wasn't lying. I was.
Grandma Yates.
It's too bad it had to come out now. I've kept the secret all these years.
But
I can remember it like yesterday. When I came downstairs that morning, I found Edward all packed up and fixing to run out. Morley's men were already moving into the valley, and our boys had taken their positions on the creek bank. The dust and the smoke from the fires, they'd said they were so thick you couldn't hardly see. But Edward said we didn't have a chance against Morley, and begged me to come with him. When I wouldn't, he rode off by himself, and I never saw him again. Though I did write to him regular until he died in Boston 10 years ago.
But you're mixed up. You're mistaken. He was here during the battle. They saw him riding up and down the line and taking chances, right in the thick of it. That's what gave him the courage to win. And they saw him. They all saw him.
No. What they saw through that smoky haze was somebody else riding one of his horses and wearing his uniform, wearing that same red bandana across my face like he always wore to keep the dust out of my lungs. That's what they saw.
Grandma Yates, it was you.
Yes.
But you were only 17 and a girl. Oh, Grandma Yates, how could you ever do it?
Somebody had to do it, and there wasn't anyone else. So I guess I just did what was necessary.
Yes, I guess that's right. You just did what was necessary.
Lucinda, sometimes a body has
Grandma
to...
Yates, do you happen to have a pistol in the house that I could borrow for a while?
Lucinda, is that you?
Yes. Yes, it's me.
All right. I wasn't sure whether you'd come or not.
Stanley, for the last time, will you drop this and forget it?
I'm sorry. I can't.
Look at me, Stanley. Will you do it for me?
Lucinda, don't. I told you if there's one thing in this world I believed in, it was truth. And the story I told you is true. I know it now. Once I get a sample of her handwriting, I can prove it.
Oh, yes, you can prove it. And by proving it, you can make all the quiet old people in Summit Grove feel small and lost and ridiculous. And all because you want the world to know how clever you are.
I'm sorry you feel that way, Lucinda. But it's not my fault the town hero was a fake. I told you were fighting a lost cause.
It's not lost, Stanley. Give me those letters.
Lucinda! You crazy little fool, give me that gun.
No, now stay back.
You must be out of your mind. I never heard of anything.
Oh, Stanley. Oh, no, I didn't mean to. Stanley, I just meant to scare
Stanley.
You.
It's all right now. All right now, Cindy, honey. You go on home. I'll take care of this.
Oh, Jeff, I shot him, but I didn't mean
it's
to.
It's all right. I'll fix it, honey. That swamp never gave up anything yet. They can't do much without a body.
Oh, Stanley.
Besides, the whole town will be on your side. A girl's still got the right to protect herself. Now, go on, Cindy. Go on home now.
No, Jeff. Pick him up.
Be careful with that gun now, Cindy. You've already shot one man.
And I'm going to shoot another if you don't do like I tell you. Now, pick him up. We're going to find Dr. Ephraim.
Cindy, you're in love with this fellow.
Pick him up, Jeff, right now. Or so help me, I'll kill you.
I guess you'd better go in now, Cindy. He's awake, and Constable Wiggins wants him to make a statement. He won't do it until he sees you.
All right, Uncle Eban.
I wish you'd tell me what happened before you go in there. I can't help you none when you won't talk.
It's all right. Don't worry. Just wish me luck, that's all. Just wish me luck. Hello, Stanley.
Lucinda. Lucinda, what have you told him?
Nothing. Nothing at all. It's up to you.
All right, then. I'm going to tell him that I asked you to bring the pistol so I could look at it. While you were showing it to me, it went off accidentally. That's all there was to it.
Stanley, it was an accident. I didn't mean to shoot you.
I think you'd have been justified if you had meant to. I've been lying here and doing a lot of thinking, Lucinda. Not much I can say. I'd never thought of people and places the way you do. But that's no excuse. Forgive me.
Forgive you? Stanley, I took those letters out of your pocket last night and burnt them. If you died, I wouldn't have wanted to live either. But I still couldn't let anybody find out about those letters.
I knew they were gone, but it didn't... Lucinda, what do you mean you wouldn't have wanted to live either?
I just happened to love you. That's all.
That's all? When that's the only thing I didn't even dare hope for?
You don't... I mean, you do?
Cindy...
Oh, Stan, honey, wait till Uncle Eben finds out it was this summer, after all.
And so the curtain comes down on the final act of Yesterday's Town. This week's Stars Over Hollywood show is presented by Carnation Evaporated Milk and starring Jane Wyman. In just a moment, we'll have news about next week's show. Meantime, what do you say to a curtain call, Jane Wyman?
I say fine, Art Ballinger. And I'd like to add how much I've enjoyed taking part in today's performance.
Well, Jane, no one could be more pleased with today's performance than your audience, I know. You were splendid, and we're certainly grateful to you. Right now, I have something to tell our listeners which you, Jane, as the mother of two fine children, will appreciate. It's this. Every child from birth deserves the best possible chance for a healthy future. And of course, from the very first, good health and the right food go hand in hand. As the best possible start you can give your baby, we recommend Carnation evaporated milk. As a matter of fact, 8 out of 10 mothers who use Carnation say their doctor recommended it. And no wonder. Pasteurized and then sterilized after the can is sealed, Carnation is doubly safe milk. Milk that even the tiniest babies find easy to digest. And here's how they benefit. Carnation furnishes the important sunshine vitamin, vitamin D, and the milk minerals, calcium and phosphorus, which together help to develop strong, sturdy bones and sound, healthy teeth. So you see, there is no finer milk, no finer food you can give your baby than Carnation, the milk every doctor knows. And now, Jane, here's something we'd like you to have. To one of Hollywood's most distinguished actresses and loveliest mothers, this bouquet of red and white carnations, just like those pictured on every can of Carnation evaporated milk.
Art, I love carnations. They're beautiful. Thank you so much. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Jane Wyman. Next Saturday, Stars Over Hollywood will present Lee Bowman in a romantic drama titled The Gamble. And now, here's Mr. Bowman.
A newspaper, whether it's a big city daily or a small town weekly like mine, has only one reason for being. That's to tell the people the truth, even if it means losing everything.
Thank you, Lee Bowman. We'll all be listening next week to hear you in this thrilling play. The story on today's Stars Over Hollywood presentation was written by Les Crutchfield. Supporting Miss Wyman were Bill Johnstone, D.J. Thompson, Griff Barnett, and Stacey Harris. Music was composed and conducted by Rex Corey, and the program was directed and transcribed by Don Clark. Ladies, when you shop for groceries today, be sure to have Carnation, the world's favorite brand of evaporated milk, on your shopping list. No other kind of milk has as many uses as Carnation.
Carnation for cooking.
Carnation for coffee.
Carnation for baby feeding.
Good, good, good. For milk that's extra good, you should get the brand that's called Carnation. Rich, rich, rich. For milk that's creamy rich, you should get the brand that's called Carnation.
And now for the Carnation Company and Stars Over Hollywood, this is Art Ballinger suggesting that you be sure to see the George Burns and Gracie Allen television show brought to you by Carnation Evaporated Milk. Tune in every Saturday and hear the world's greatest motion picture stars in person on Stars Over Hollywood. Next Saturday, we are proud to present Lee Bowman in The Gamble. Stay tuned now for Grand Central Station, which follows immediately over most of these stations. Stars Over Hollywood comes to you from our Hollywood studios and is heard in Canada over the Dominion Network of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation.
This is the CBS Radio Network.